Blog Talk Radio. December 2nd. I'm your host, Pandora Rose. And oh my God, this is my co-host,
Little Alley Cat.
Oh my God.
I know, I'm still alive.
Holy cat, I was getting ready to send out those search parties.
You would have never found me.
No, why do you say that?
I was in a box underneath the Pony Genie's kitchen sink.
See, and I told her not to do that.
They fed me occasionally. It was good. It wasn't too bad. She threw in a pillow. I think she started feeling bad after a couple days, threw me in a pillow and some blankets and poked some more air holes in there. It started to get kind of cushy.
Well, see, at least you're lucky there. She poked air holes in there.
Yeah, the air holes were definitely a bonus.
Yeah, a lot better than my accommodations, huh?
I don't remember your accommodations. You must have kept me drugged the whole time.
I did no such thing.
Well, I don't remember.
I think you're just trying to be mean.
Oh, come on. Don't do this to me. No, come on. I haven't been on the show in, like, I don't know how long, and now you're juggling with my memory. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, fine. I guess we'll applaud you finally coming back.
Yay!
You know, I say it's about darn time.
Did you miss me?
Everybody missed you.
Really?
Except for me.
I'll say, are you sure you missed me? I mean, I imagine you got a lot of time to talk. You probably ran out of things to say, and you're probably like, now would be a great time for Little Alley Cat. This 1 5-minute spot right here.
You know what? Actually, yeah, that's what kept happening.
I'll say, if you say no, I'm just going to reach through the phone and throttle you. But, okay. You missed me. That's good. My plan worked.
So, how have you been? What in the world have you been doing?
Oh, what haven't I been doing? You're so lucky I'm even here tonight. Well, aside from school and papers, and it seems like last minute having to chaperone this or take Santa here, or I think I was sick one time. It just seemed like every Friday it was something. And I thought there was going to be a Christmas party for Williams. Oh, that was the other thing. There was the going away for Williams' work, and then there was ridiculous amount of things. But unfortunately, nothing fantastically pony. It was just stuff. It was just life.
Mm. Boy, talk about exciting.
Not really. I had some good days, but I don't know. Just it's busy. I don't know about exciting, but definitely busy.
Hmm. Very good. Very good. Very good. Well, any pony joy?
Kinda. I got something from Yum Yum that we had been working on a trade / purchase, and I got a Dutch baby cat and baby diamond ring. And Dutch baby cat is in, of course, like near mint, perfect condition. Her hair is even silky smooth, but it's not changing color for me, which I don't know why it's not changing color for me, because the picture that Yum Yum showed me, it showed it still changed color to the deep pink color that the hair color changing stuff does. But she doesn't want to do it for me, and I don't know if it's the sun hasn't been bright enough or if something happened to her. So I'll have to ask Yum Yum. But other than that, she is absolutely pristine. And the ring. I got the ring for diamond. That's awesome.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
And, of course, I did find Fashion Twilight Sparkle at the store the other day. That was awesome, too.
Ooh.
And what else? Gosh, I don't even know. What? I'll have to think about it. What about you?
Oh, let's see. Where do I start?
Say what?
I said, where do I start?
The beginning. I don't know. Just tell me some highlights. Pick one and go from there.
Let's see. I got my very first mint in package G1.
Oh, that's right. I got a text about that. That's awesome. Did you get a good deal on that?
Well, let's see. Let's talk about the first one. The first one was ribbons and hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the activities pony, the activity club pony from the UK.
Yeah, one of the series.
Yes. And she is mint in her little package. She has a nice little hole, you know, I can stick my finger through and rub her.
I ripped mine out of her package.
No,
I was like, oh, heck no. I got it, and I ripped her open, and I was like, oh, yes, free.
Oh, no, she is staying in that baggie.
Well, you see, that's why we have collectors like you, to counteract collectors like me.
Well, you know, I think she goes perfectly fine with the other mint in package I got.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know what it is, so you're just going to have to, you know.
See, here, that would have been a perfect point for you to jump in, you know.
It was a mint and package flutter pony. I'm trying to think of which one it was. Was it Morning Glory?
Nope.
I'm trying to remember. Tell me what color it was.
It was one of the second releases. So according to everyone, they're a little bit more.
They're harder to
pricey.
Find or harder to get. I just cannot remember which. I can look
She's
it up on my phone.
Pink?
Pink is a. Oh, look at that. There she is. That's the. Not Wing Song.
That's it.
It is Wing Song, yeah. I was trying to think of the other one with the windmill, but that's not. That's somebody else entirely. Yeah, that's Wing Song! Hello,
yes.
That package Wing Song.
Yes! I was so excited when I got her. I was like. I opened up, you would have laughed. My mother was sitting there laughing at me as I'm very gingerly opening the box.
Yes, you have to be very careful. I got something pony related. Maybe it was baby cat. Maybe it was something else. Anyway, it had hair involved. I had to be very careful opening up the package so I wouldn't cut the hair. You always got to be careful. You just never know. You don't know how close the packaging is to the seam. Some people will pack things in there so tightly and so close, it's real easy to screw something up.
Oh,
so it's
yes.
Like surgery. You got to open your packages like surgery.
And that's exactly what I looked like a surgeon with that knife. It was sweating.
But
yeah,
you got
I was
them
just
out.
Waiting. Yes, I did. Hooray. And I'm actually going to go ahead and wonder which one I should use. Let me try that one. Nope, that's not the one I wanted. Let me try this one.
So, you know, I have not even bothered to listen to any of the shows that I haven't been on. Because I don't even really listen to the shows that I have been on.
Oh.
So I really am completely out of the loop to what you did. Or I know Yum Yum was here maybe a couple times. But other than that, I have no idea even when you were having shows or what was going on. So you have to fill me in. I don't know what year we're on. We're still doing G2s, obviously, because you're still playing the international song.
Did you say thong or song?
Get your mind out of the gutter. I said, I almost said thong just because you mentioned it. A song. I said song. Wow.
Okay, and just so that everyone knows what I just did, I linked the photo of it in the chat room. But if you are listening to this taped, all you have to do is just go to either the arena or the TP. I got the picture up there.
Or the billboard in New York City or any other place where she may have bragged about getting this mitten package flutter pony. You might have seen, you know, the image up in the sky on the clouds being projected there.
Hey, come on. I had to do it. It was my first two Minton packages.
Was it your first? No. Technically, your first was the G2.
No. First G1.
Yes. So it was your first G1 Minton package.
Exactly.
So, and that's a nice little, you know, you got yourself a little mail order, and you got yourself a, you know, a harder-to-find flutter. So that's like a nice little mix it up, you know?
Oh, yes.
It was like we took William adult clothing shopping today to the men's warehouse, and we got him a nice array of stuff. You know, he's got, like, the button-down shirts and then the casual sweater, and he has the blazer, and he has the jacket, and he has the dress pants, and, the, you know, just nice little, you know, thing of adult clothing. Now it's my turn. Now I have to go get adult clothing.
Well,
and
see,
after
I
what
always...
we spent on him, it totally justifies what I'm going to spend.
There you go.
This is my new strategy. Take him shopping first.
Perfect. Well, see, I always leave that to Mommy Santa Claus.
Mommy Santa Claus dresses you?
No, I get my winter wardrobe from her.
Oh, yeah. So, Mommy... Oh, crud. Dang it. All right, you're in the doghouse.
Uh-oh.
We had recently had our rugs cleaned professionally.
Uh-oh.
And he just decided to spill a beer on the rug. And he knocked it over, and he stood there and looked at it like... Wow, look at that lovely cascading beer that's spilling onto the floor. And I was not quite in a position to be able to react quicker while he's just standing there watching it drizzle off of the box. Like, he'd never seen anything so fascinating in his life.
Oh, my dear Lord, this really proves it.
It's easy to mesmerize men.
That and men are technically children in disguise.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. That's, so if you can get along with a boy in kindergarten, you are so set for marriage. It's everywhere. It's kind of just, it's all over here. You're in so much trouble. Give me another towel. And you know what else? It stinks. It's beer. It's not like fruit punch. It smells bad.
See, this is why.
This is why you don't have a husband, because you don't deal with it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I already have a pet. I don't need another one.
Pets are similar. They puke on the carpet, and you still got to clean rugs.
Yes, but at least I don't have to dress the pet.
William, the dripping is because of the bottle you carried. You drip beer all over the place.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry for the... Obviously, I know nobody's particularly interested in the play-by-play of me cleaning up beer off the carpet, but it kind of does preoccupy me from talking about tonight's topic. So why don't you fill me in on what I've missed?
Well,
briefly.
Well, let's see.
How many shows have I missed?
When was the last time you were on?
I don't know. We were still talking about G2s. Probably weren't too far into it. Before Halloween? Yeah, I think it might have been, because I had to go, I said, do a thing with my daughter's Halloween party. So I missed that week. And I don't know if I was here for, like, the following week. I don't know if I was here for any show in November.
And you know what the funniest thing was? I was not going to have a show when that weekend, but I was complete into it. No, I'm not saying boldly.
But you had Yum Yum to help you out, so... Tell me, how many years? I was going to say I was only around for maybe year 2000.
Were you here on 10/14?
Maybe. What would we talk about? Go ahead.
Year 5, part 1.
Yeah, name a pony.
Hold on. Let me pull up my website.
Yeah, you need to pull that up anyway. You mean Tony didn't already have that up?
No.
Preparation? Hello? See, I have a reason not to be prepared. I am not the main host. I don't have to be.
Who prepares for this show? We wing it. Everyone knows it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, well, we're not known for our professionalism, that's for sure.
Junior?
Maybe.
Spring?
Yeah, I think so. I think I was here for that show.
Tender Nuzzles?
Look,
Tender
I'm just
going
to go to the website. I'll look and I'll see. They look familiar.
Night Star?
Night Star doesn't sound familiar. All right, here. I'm going to do that. Is Yum Yum going to be with us tonight? Are we having any other help, or is it just you and me winging it again?
I think it's just you and me.
So it's just like old times. Like,
oh, my God.
The first few months of our existence, where it's just you and me.
And nobody else.
We're screwed.
I don't think we are.
I mean, we haven't had a mediator in forever. Well, we'll just have to pull out those elite skills that we possess. That's what we'll do.
Okay.
What did we do? Oh, yeah, we tried to fill up the dead air space with things like the pony weather and messages from Spike. I remember what we used to do.
We used to do a lot. Okay.
We used to have a little bit of structure. I remember there was some structure to the show.
What structure?
We had structure.
We did?
Some sort of structure. A
I
little bit. We actually talked more about ponies than ourselves.
Hmm.
That was always a plus. I think people like that.
Well, see, I think everyone liked our last show before the Thanksgiving holiday when I was making cranberry sauce.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you making cranberry sauce from scratch?
Yes.
I'd never considered doing that. So you had, like, regular old cranberries that you picked, and then I'm guessing you have to cook them.
Yes.
And then do you have to pit them as well?
No.
They don't have any kinds of pits or seeds or anything that you have
to
worry about?
They're too small to get them out anyway, so you can eat them.
Well, that's cool. Can you eat them when they're fresh, like not even cooked or anything?
Yeah, you could, but they're going to be a little tart.
Are they real tart?
Yeah.
Well, they seem like they're tart anyway. I was just curious. I mean, I've never... You can go to the store and you can get blueberries, fresh blueberries, and you can get dried blueberries and everything else, but I'd never... I don't ever recall seeing just plain old cranberry, like, in their fresh form.
It's in a bag, and it's normally about this time of the year that they're picked.
Huh. Who knew?
They're from... normally it's Ocean Spray who does them.
Ocean Spray is known for cranberries, yep. Yep. Absolutely.
But don't ask for my recipe.
I'm not going to, really. You know, you didn't have to warn me. I just kind of had a feeling.
I don't
have a... It was kind of the way you introduced the whole concept of you missed my cranberry sauce. Kind of was like a little hint. Maybe don't want that recipe.
No, it's called I Really Don't Have a Recipe. My recipe is a little bit of this, a little bit of that, taste a little bit more of this, a little bit more of that, taste a little bit more of this, a little bit more of this.
So it's a cluster bad word.
No. Everyone always loves it, so that's why I make it every year.
Oh, but I don't want the recipe. What are you trying to do? You trying to hold out on me?
I couldn't give you the recipe. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I see.
I don't measure. I just go until it tastes right.
Oh, apparently. I'm looking at the... I can tell you what the last one that I looked at was, because I went to the Rainbow Forest site, and, you know, when you click on a link, it'll then change color, so you can kind of see that you'd already visited that particular link.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the last link I visited was in 2001 for Lightheart, which is the Changing Mane and Tail Ponies. So I never got past the Changing Mane and Tail Ponies of 2001.
Oh, so then you were in two... So, yeah, it's been about a month. Month worth
uh-huh.
of episodes.
So where are we at? Are we at 2001 yet? I mean, geez.
Oh, heck no. We're already in 2002.
Wow. Oh, and look at all those ponies. How far have you gotten?
The first three sections.
Oh, I like some of those. You talked about Nightshine without me?
Yes, we did.
Dang you! That is one of the few G2s that I really, really want because I have the babies that have the beach ball on their bum, too. And she has glow-in-the-dark hair. And I love glow-in-the-dark hair and stuff on ponies that glow-in-the-dark. I need Nightshine. Yum Yum had a Nightshine, but it was mint package. He wouldn't sell it to me. I guess you can figure out why. Because I was completely intending, I'm ripping that sucker out of the package because I need to play with Nightshine. And
yep.
Because my Rumba and Samba are out of their package and, well, they need a mom to, like, be able to actively control them because they're able to roam freely with their tricycle.
Uh-oh.
And they get in a lot of trouble. They really do.
Those baby ponies always do.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Especially if they have, like, things that they can get in trouble with, like scooters.
Oh, yeah.
So... Everybody out there, I want Nightshine for Christmas. Hook me up. I'll even pay for my own Christmas gift if need be.
Well, too funny. Oh, and by the way, I also got one other thing mint in package.
Oh, yeah?
But
Nightshine?
Was,
I'll kill you.
No. But I think it's more the price that I'm proud of.
Okay.
So, you know... My mother and I always do the day after Thanksgiving shopping thing, right?
Yeah, I've heard you do a little bit of that, yeah.
A little bit of it, man. It's,
what
it's
which, was it? Like you guys were up like 3 a.m. or something ridiculous?
Oh, heck no. This year we were up at 10 p.m. at Walmart.
Oh, that's right. They were doing the Midnight Madness stuff, weren't they?
Technically, it wasn't midnight yet.
They were letting people in before midnight?
Yeah. They had a 10 p.m. sale, and then they had a 12 a.m. sale.
So you basically lived in Walmart for a few hours?
Yes, we did. We definitely did live in Walmart for a few hours because we were looking to get a laptop that was on sale at midnight.
Did you get it?
Yes. My mother got it.
Did anybody get shot or pepper sprayed or anything like that in the process?
Oh, no, and I actually did not run over any people this year, amazingly enough.
That's really nice of you. People appreciate that.
Normally, I'm very aggressive. I will run people over, including
you,
the people working
serious?
There.
Are you seriously one of those people that we see videos of?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to be, like, looking at these videos from now on, seeing if I can find Amy. It's like, that's my new thing. For the rest of my life, I'm going to watch the Black Friday horror videos, and it's just going to be called the Where's Amy videos.
Instead of Where's Waldo?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's see.
From the rest of us that don't like to be trampled, thank you for not trampling anybody.
Oh, I'm glad. I do try not to trample people. But if you get in my way, oh well.
Yeah, damn those old ladies.
Yes.
They just don't move fast enough anymore, you know?
Nope, they definitely do not.
And then the little kids, oh, forget it.
See, that's the one thing my mother and I cannot understand is why people will take their children on that night.
Well, see, the problem is that, yeah, I agree. I don't go to the darn things anyway because I care for my safety in general, but I definitely wouldn't bring a child. But I'm guessing these are people who maybe couldn't get babysitters and they felt that it was just, you know, the $40 off the Xbox is just a deal they couldn't refuse.
Yes, well. But then it's also the pregnant women that come. My idea is stay home. Stay home and stay home.
Well, at any rate, sounds like you had a good Black Friday, and you said something about a price. You got the G4s when they were on the crazy Walmart price for Black Friday?
No, my mother and I went to Big Lots, which we all know is good for their closeout sales. And I got... How much? Do you recall how much the Mermaid Pony Castle was?
Originally, it was a ridiculous amount of money, and then it got marked down to $20 or $15. I got mine for $15.
Oh, darn it. I got mine for $20.
Yeah, I say the common price now is seeing them for like $20. I think I saw one at Target. They still wanted $25. But I want to say originally they were... They were stupid money originally. I don't know, maybe $30, $40. Somebody's got to know. See, now my brain is spitting out all kinds of numbers. First it was $50, then it was $40, now it's $30. Anyway, it was definitely more than $20.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I done got her. I am happy. I had to argue with the man to get her.
The Mermaid Castle?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because the guy was claiming that it was on the sale for the next day, but it was on BlackFriday.net's advertisement, which they will only do it if it's on Black Friday.
And was it Black Friday?
Yes, it was.
And what's the deal?
He just didn't want to.
I mean, come on.
But let's just say Mom even got in on that fight.
Apparently Walmart had a really good Black Friday sale for the G4s. And the fashion style ponies and stuff like that, it was like half the price. They were all like half price. Which explains why when I went the next day and got Twilight Sparkle, that like all the G4s, like the singles, were like completely wiped out. They were like $2.99 and they were just like all gone.
Yeah, okay, because I did not see any... on sale for Black Friday.
Well, maybe it was like later in the day, or I don't know what was going on, but mine it was. And then I found out later why.
Hmm.
At any rate, Missed it. I missed it. Didn't matter. I had them all anyway. I was just there for Twilight Sparkle. When I found her, I was very happy. She's cool. I like her. Now, there's just one more that I have to get, and ironically, it's the first one that came out, and I was on the fence. I was like, I don't know if I want them. They're kind of big. I don't know if I want to bother with it, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't get Applejack. And then I wound up, who did I wind up with? I don't remember which one the first one was. It might have been Pinkie Pie. I just thought she was too darn cute that I had to get her. And then I wound up getting Rarity at the convention just because they were so cheap. And I really wanted to get Fluttershy, so when I got Fluttershy, you know, then I was like, oh, shoot, now I got three out of the six. And then I saw what Twilight Sparkle was going to look like, and I was like, oh, I have to have her. Of course, I got Celestia and Luna, because they're Celestia and Luna. I mean, you really don't have to explain why. Then I was like, well, now that, you know, duh, I have to get Dash, and I have to get the cowboy, Applejack. So I just think it's funny when originally I wasn't planning to get any of them. And now I got them all except for the very first one. Which I have on pre-order for like forever now, Big Bad Toy Store. And those buttheads, I had Twilight Sparkle and Rainbow Dash on pre-order there too. And they canceled the pre-orders. Like for some reason, Hasbro or something decided they weren't selling them or weren't going to supply them to the Big Bad Toy Store. Somehow after a shipment, they couldn't get it in, so they had to cancel everybody's pre-orders for them. But fortunately, I was able to go, and Hasbro had Rainbow Dash online, and I was able to get Twilight Sparkle at Walmart. But I'm still trying to get a good old Applejack.
Well,
I know, fascinating story, wasn't it? Absolutely riveting. Well, I'll be very excited because I have a spot in the room. I've cleared out an area. They have a designated G4 area, and it's starting to shape up a bit. And I have a spot specifically for the fashion ponies. That's a good thing.
No, sorry, I got a little distracted. I have a holiday party I'm going to tomorrow, and I'm trying to figure out exactly where it is located.
Yeah, because now is exactly the time that you should be doing that. I mean, not possibly after the show or before the show or tomorrow before you leave. No, you should absolutely do that right now in the middle of a live broadcast. Definitely.
Well, why not always do that? This is why people love us.
Yeah, I don't know. I question whether or not your accurate assessment there, but okay. I mean, you know, hey, I'm always shocked to find out how many people actually, you know, listen. Which you would think would encourage us to try and make a better show. It doesn't seem to be happening.
But, you know, I think people love the original aspects of us.
Well, let's hope so, because that seems to be all they're going to be getting.
Well, are you ready for our first pony of the night?
Sure.
Okay. First up, we are heading into the purse ponies.
Ooh, purses.
Ooh.
I love purses. Is this like the beginning of the vinyl monster purse?
Yes.
I'm not thrilled with the whole clear vinyl purses thing, and it seems like from this point on, all kinds of purse ponies came out. Backpacks, purses, they're everywhere. All they are is a bunch of clear plastic and piles in a storage bin for me.
Yep. Definitely.
Tacky.
But
the pony itself is cute.
Yes, they make the pony makes the purse. First up is Glittery Hearts.
I'm totally digging her accessories. I think I like her bright colors. She's a nice bright color, and You see the heart symbol you so much. She's a bright yellow, and she's got that hot pink hair and yellow hair. And it's orange, yellow. And when the hot pink. So, yeah, you know, the G2s have that two-tone hair, two-colored hair in the mane. And then the hearts are like these pink hearts. And, you know, you see hearts done so much. They're always, hearts are like such a popular symbol on ponies. But it amazes me how you just change up the color scheme a little bit, and it just changes totally. For her, seeing pink hearts on the yellow background just totally makes me feel different about hearts.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why. But it's working for me. I'm digging it.
Oh, yeah. She does make those pink hearts look good. And she comes with beach accessories, which makes her hair and her body color just so go with it.
Yeah, but it makes you wonder why exactly she comes with beach accessories and hearts for her symbol.
She loves strolling along nature's beauty.
She loves the beach. I mean, we could do that with everything. We could have every single pony have hearts on its bum, give it different accessories, and just say they love the woods. They love the beach. You know, that is a bit of a letdown, is that it's not more themed to the accessories.
Nobody ever said Hasbro was brilliant.
No, they are not.
Nope. But she does come with sunglasses, a towel, a sun hat, and a bright pink comb, and her purse is heart-shaped.
I like the sunglasses.
They are cute. They are cute. I'm actually liking that towel, too. That towel really looks cute in the package. Looks like a big bow.
It looks like a big what?
A big bow.
Okay.
No, you don't think so?
Yeah. A big bubble?
A bow. What?
Bow. What's with the big bow? The towel? Is that the towel?
Yes.
Well, they just tied it like it looks like a giant bow, yeah. It looks like a bow, but it's not a bow. It's
a
towel. No,
it's not. It's a towel.
It's a towel. Yeah. That's what it is. Let me see. I'm going to go over to Yum Yum's site and see if I can, if he has like a little picture of it like all set up all, you know, like he does. That thing that he does. We're in 2002, you said?
2002.
Amazing.
You missed an entire year.
I'm kind of surprised I didn't miss more than that. I thought you guys would have gotten a little bit further.
Actually, no. We get through about 7 ponies a night.
That's bad. That's really, really bad.
Well, that's because we go into such detail.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Actually, you know what's interesting is that it looks to me that Yum Yum has 2002 ponies. The ones that were 2001, he lists as 2002. So let me go back here. Night Glow. Or let me see. Glittery Heart Purse Ponies. Fantasy Hair Changing Mane Hobby. Let me see. No, he just got them in a different order. So these are the purse ponies. Where the heck are they? Magician, Princess, Purse. Ah, that's the problem. He only has a picture of one purse pony. So he does not have them all, which is why I did not see them. And he doesn't have his purse.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
For
God.
For shame.
Yes, last week you missed it. Out of all the ponies we did, he didn't have 4 of them.
That's a lot for him, isn't it?
Yes.
It must have been very upsetting for him.
Yes. I was about ready to start playing your song, but he refused it.
It is my song.
Yes.
Yeah, out of like I said, other than Nightshine, I would love to also have Eve. Eve would be cool if she had, with her float. Her float is so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, and then did we do the princess ponies yet? Okay, let's carry on. Carry on. Okay, so we have we had a purse pony. Let's go to the next purse pony. These purse ponies are not wowing me.
Mm-mm.
No, they're just not. Do we even, you said what the name of her was? Are we even bothering with the whole, well, we don't have Yum Yum here to really talk, tell us what the translation, Deutsch, we would just butcher it, so let's just not go there.
Yeah, let's not even try. Up next is Glittery Skater.
Does she come with skates?
Oh my god, she does! And
are they inline skates?
They are.
Sign of the times.
Oh, yeah. But she is purple with a blue mane and tail with silver tinsel. Her eyes are lavender with clear jewels, and her symbol is a white outline of a cloud.
And a very faint one at that. At least for this picture, it's kind of hard to make out.
Yeah.
It's probably much more obvious. Is it silver or is it white?
According to this, it's white.
It almost looks like it could be silver, but maybe this one just particularly is either very thin or maybe it's a bit rubbed away. Can't tell.
Well, do you have...
It's not much of a thing. Well, you know, unfortunately, Summer's book is so grainy that I don't know that it would help with this particular symbol.
Okay.
I'm just going to go to eBay.
There you go.
Not that it'll necessarily be there, but hey, why not? I'll check.
Yeah,
somebody's got to be on top of eBay.
Yeah, someone does. I've seen some really, really crazy ones the last few weeks.
What, good deals?
No, well, no, I got all those.
Yeah, I have not been doing anything on eBay, so as a result, everybody's getting really good deals. It's only when I'm bidding that things get stupid. Because, you know, everybody seems to want what I want.
Now, let me see. Oh, someone bought that one. Darn it. I was looking to get that thing. Let's see.
Lolly, 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 lolly.
No, there wasn't one really crazy one.
Well, I'm just going to try and find the G2 purse pony. Oh, yeah, I might want to put in My Little Pony. Might narrow that down. All right, and the name we are looking for, Glittery Skater. Skater. Nope, she's not on eBay.
Oh, but you know what is on there? There is a Greek original egg ladybug.
Of course there is.
Would you like to know the price ranges?
I'd say they're probably asking about $1,600.
$1,899.99.
I was close.
$2,184.99. And for just $2,564.99.
What, there's three of them up?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The other two were egg birthday candle ponies. Never mind.
I say, the birthday candle ponies definitely go cheaper than the ladybird. Are they showing them as more expensive?
Nope, those two are cheaper.
Oh, looky, there's a... Okay. There's some... I'm going to have to, like, get back on eBay. There's stuff here I might actually want to buy. Go figure.
Oh, wait. Here's a big one. Here's a good one. Oh, okay. We have a lot of ponies. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 ponies. 12 ponies that are... out of their package, they're looking grimy. One of them looks like it may be fakey.
Get to the point where we care about grimy ponies.
But they had, oh dear God, these things are grimy. But three of them are mint
in package.
You don't
always need dramatic suspense.
Three of them are mint in package. One of them is a princess. One is a pony friend. One is a so soft.
Okay.
And they are only asking for $1,000.
Is that all?
That is it.
They do not grab that deal.
And they are a newbie seller.
Yeah, and those are the people you want to spend a lot of money with.
who have only sold one other thing. And it was a private.
Oh, a private sale. Yeah, right.
And
okay.
They didn't even sell. They bought.
Mm.
And this is the only auction they have up.
You know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means it's just somebody from the boards that just does not want their identity known, because more than likely they might not have a real good reputation. Or they got it for a really good deal and they don't want other people knowing that they basically lowballed some other seller to get it, and now they're trying to sell it for more.
Maybe.
Good chance of it.
Oh, there's a Rapunzel on sale.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, please tell me it's true. Please tell me it's true.
It's a Rapunzel.
No, not that. I'm looking at something else. Give me a minute. This is important.
Uh-oh. Welcome to eBay time.
Yeah, right? Sorry. There's a Nightshine on eBay that I might buy. I don't know. It's in no accessories or anything. She's loose. But, you know, then I don't have to feel guilty. Her hair, oh gosh, dang it. Let me look here. What is she supposed to come with? She's supposed to come with, the barrettes aren't that big a deal. So the accessories are not really a make or break thing. Let me see, is her hair long enough? Her hair has been trimmed. Let's look at the symbols. I think I can do this. Okay, looks like I'm about to get a Nightshine.
Are we conducting?
Now. Commit to buy. Pay now. Woohoo! I bought Nightshine.
Woohoo!
Boy, that was quick, Santa. Thank you very much. Hello.
And you heard it live on show.
So, see, that's all you gotta do. You gotta come live on the show, say what you want for Christmas, you'd be willing to pay for it yourself, and voila, within, 5 minutes? You'll have it. I mean, and I look for Nightshine pretty regularly. It's even on, my watch list and all that other stuff, and I never find her except for, some ridiculous $75 mint package price or something. And go figure.
Oh, wow.
There
you go.
And I got her for $11.
Holy cow.
$11.91, my bad. I'll take it. That's a good price. I'm good with that.
And you, yes, heard it live on our show.
Yeah, that was kind of freaky, okay, honestly.
But, you know, that's what we do on this show. We do freaky.
Yeah, we do. We do freaky.
Oh, and I'd like to note one other thing with my you know that Flutter Pony, would you believe they actually threw in ship for free?
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Back up there. Are you saying that you just got the Flutter Pony for free?
I got it for shipping. I did not have to pay for shipping.
Oh, you got free shipping. Okay. See, I thought you said that you got it for free. Like you bought the mitten package, ribbons, and hearts. And then they're like, oh, look, I just so happened to find this mitten box pony, and I'm giving that to you for free.
Oh, man, if I had that, I'd be a happy camper.
Yeah, no, that would have been awesome. But free shipping, hey, at least they gave you free shipping, you know? Don't argue with a freebie.
No. So are you done with your purchase?
No, I am now in PayPal. And there it is. Okay, continue.
Well, see, you're supposed to keep us up to date, moment by moment, what you're doing.
Okay, I'm about to confirm shipping, or confirm payment.
Oh, this is
all right, address is correct, it's the correct thing. Click, confirm payment. Payment being processed. Yeah, I know. This is so riveting. Thank you for suggesting that I keep everybody informed.
But of course, you know, this is exciting. You have bought the pony that you just said you wanted.
Yeah, thank you for your payment. Congratulations. You've earned 24 cents towards future purchases. Gotta love those eBay bucks.
Hey, you know how much I have so far?
You know what's really embarrassing is I let my eBay bucks expire last month.
I cannot believe you did that.
I know. I told you I have not been on eBay at all, and I had like $6 in eBay bucks.
I beat you. $6.30.
Nice.
And it's only the second day in December.
Wait. Oh, you already have $6. Okay, that's crazy. You've been a shopping fool on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did say this year that the economy... not necessarily the kind, but people have been spending in record amounts for this Black Friday. And people are just going hog wild spending money.
Well, when you can get game systems as cheap as they were selling them for, you cannot
definitely
beat it.
I mean, you know, that's cool. You know, I'm glad some people got some good deals. You know, as long as nobody was, well, some people were hurt. That's the sad part. You know, guys, come on. It's a material possession. No point in hurting people over it.
Says
who? But, you know, I'm all for the whole, you know, go crazy on Cyber Monday. You know, shop online, wear safety of your home, stay in your pajamas, and no worry about any fender benders in the parking lot.
Yes, but then you don't get the thrill of the hunt.
Well, I guess I'm just not much of a predator. I wandered around on Black Friday, and I think I like made all my purchases. Like I went to like Bath and Body Works and got soap. I got me some holiday soap. Yeah, I'm just not big. I'm not real big on it.
Yeah, you definitely would not survive in my household then.
What are you talking about? I'd survive. I would be sleeping. In quiet, in peace and quiet, while you guys were, like, gone shopping.
I think that's exactly what my dog did.
I'd be, like, more than surviving. I'd be eating, like, all the leftovers while you were gone. I'd be totally set up.
So are you done with that purchase?
Yeah, no, I'm good. It's done deal.
Very good. Very cool. You happy?
Well, I think I'm happy. We'll know how happy I am when she arrives and I can confirm whether or not her forelock's been cut. And if she's in indeed, you know, good condition and doesn't smell like cigarettes or any of the other strange things that can happen to a pony. So I'm mostly happy. How's that?
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Okay. Moving right along. Which is kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, I just made a G2 purchase while we were talking about G2s. That's kind of cool.
There you go. And I said it was the one you wanted.
Right? There's only like 3 G2s on my list.
You cannot beat that.
That's about as good as it gets.
Yep. Well, up next.
It's another purse pony that I can care less about.
Wait, I don't think we finished Glittery Skater yet.
Oh, are we still talking about her? We didn't talk about her accessories or anything. Did we even talk about her? What? We said she was like a lavender color with a white cloud outline. She's got blue hair with tinsel. There's like, was that purple tinsel in her hair?
We got silver tinsel, but we got through all that.
Shirt silver, it looks kind of like it might be a colored tinsel.
I think that's her body color coming through.
Okay.
But she comes
her
with
accessories.
Four purple and blue skates, a dark pink knapsack, and a pink comb. And her purse is blue with glitter, and it is in the shape of a ramp.
Shape of a ramp. It's a freaking triangle, people.
it's a
shape of a ramp? Really? No.
A skater
a triangle.
Ramp.
It's not even like a half pipe or anything like that. That's not the shape of a skater ramp.
Yes,
it's a triangle. No, it's not.
Hey, I live next door to one who built one of those.
What, you mean to go over the top of it?
Yes.
Oh, you could say it's like a sort of like a mogul. But it doesn't, I mean, sort of. I mean, it's still, come on, it's like a gumdrop. It's got rounded edges. The skater ramps have, you know, kind of have to blend into the, so you have like a ramp that makes connection with the ground. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like wheelchair ramp?
Yeah.
This is not that. This is a definite little drop off the edge there that curves and does not do a ramp at all. You're reaching, is what I'm getting at. The only thing that's even remotely close to being a ramp is the fact that this could be considered a bump.
Well, then it's a bump.
It's a bump.
It's
in
bump.
The shape of a triangle that's see-through and glittery.
Well, I try.
Sorry, purse ponies just aren't doing it for me. I'm not cutting them any slack. Okay, let's see.
Then
let's go on to the next one.
We have glittery study.
But what is she studying?
Well, let's see. First of all, she is orange. Her mane is purple with yellow, and her tail is purple. Her eyes are dark or light blue with pink jewels, and her symbol is a purple flower with some dots. So evidently she is studying flowers.
She's a horticulturalist. You know who else is a horticulturalist?
Who?
Well, sorta.
Ooh.
Almost, kinda.
Ooh.
Come on. Who else do we know that works with flowers?
Hmm.
Do I really have to prod you more for this?
Is it Pony Guru?
Pony Genie, hello.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The one that's probably swamped in poinsettias right now.
Who knows?
I bet she would probably like, I think she would like this pony.
Probably.
I know she's, I don't think she's too big on G2s or anything. I mean, she's a real G1 girl at heart. But this one's got a nice bright color, and she's got a flower on her bum. And what is that can of, that accessory looks like a can of Raid or something. What the heck is that supposed to be?
Well, let's see. She comes with a green bag, a small notebook with ivy on the front, a stamp shape as a pencil, and it is probably a thermos.
No, because there is no thermos in her description. Maybe
well,
that's the stamp shaped like a... That is. I think that's the stamp shaped like a pencil. A
there
really
you go.
Fat pencil. With
well,
the stamp of...
There you go. Stamp shaped as a pencil, then.
Yeah, which almost looks like a fire. It looks like a fire extinguisher from far away.
Or a can
because,
of
Because, you
Raid.
Know, should she burn down the greenhouse, somebody's got to come to the rescue.
Or a can of Raid, as you said.
Yeah, can of Raid. That's the, it's the, they're killing all the nice bugs on the plants. That's what they're doing.
So hopefully she isn't killing any butterflies because her purse is shaped like a butterfly.
Yes, it is. At least that is relevant. You know, you got a relevant thing going on there. You got a butterfly-shaped purse. You got flowers on the thing, and there must be a more of a story. This is like a great time to have Yum Yum around when he can translate. You know, hopefully if there's a story on the back because it says she goes to school. But I have a sneaky suspicion that it probably says a little bit more than that. maybe at least says she goes to school to learn about flowers.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm hoping for too much.
I think you are.
But do you know what? That little backpack opens.
Ooh.
It's not just like a molded backpack. It actually opens and closes.
Woohoo.
Like a little suitcase. So that's cute.
Very cool.
And it doesn't cover up her symbol when she's wearing it, which is also nice. I mean, I like it when they have accessories that actually do not interfere with their symbol.
Yeah, that is always very good.
Of course, there are some exceptions. There's always an exception, you know, but that means the accessory has to be really good to be an exception to that rule for me. For the most part, I don't like their symbols to get covered up by their accessories.
No. It really shouldn't be, unless it's clothes.
No, even when it's clothes, like I said, it's got to be really, they really has to be a really good piece of clothing. Like, for instance, the ones that all get covered up with, like, the bear suits and the bunny suits and all that, and you can't see their symbol at all, I don't like them so much, at least being packaged like that. I think the outfit is cute, but I don't know that I like them packaged like that, because they're cool looking in their own right. But then there are other ponies, you know, like ballerina ponies or whatever. You know, the tutu really is an important part. So I don't mind as much if the symbol is covered up. But,
right.
You know, there are, like I said, there are exceptions. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I've had such a long day. Gosh, and it's not over yet. Okay, who's next? Are we done talking about her?
Yes, we are. Up next, they are musical ponies.
Woohoo! This is like the second set of musical ponies, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I do believe so.
Because I have Rocky, which is from the other set, with Rocky and, God, I don't remember what the other one was.
Oh, wait, no, wait, that's the next year. That's next year.
Is Rocky next year?
Yes.
Okay, my bad. Disregard, we'll talk about that next year. The first one's Melody. Melody,
yeah.
Woohoo!
She is dark pink.
Oh, I love her Dutch name.
Do-re-mi. Hey, even we could say that one, Do-re-mi.
I don't know if they pronounce it that way, but it certainly looks like Do-re-mi to me.
Do-re-mi, fa-sol-la-ti-do. There we go.
That's great. I think that is probably the most awesome translation I've seen so far. It almost makes me want to get the pony just because her Dutch name is Do-re-mi.
Yeah, me too. But Miss Melody, or Do-re-mi, is dark pink. Her hair is dark purple with silver tinsel, and her mane is dark purple with blue and silver tinsel. Her eyes are light blue with clear jewels, and her symbol is a purple saxophone.
And she comes with
some really cool accessories. She comes with a blue saxophone that makes a sound when you blow in it.
You can actually blow in the saxophone.
But
it's functional.
But it doesn't sound like a saxophone. It's more like a whistle.
Does it sound like a whistle?
It's supposed to sound like a whistle.
Well, that's a bit of a letdown.
Yes. And she comes with an large aqua hairbrush with a magnet in the center that when you brush her hair, it activates her music and she starts to play a song.
Well, that's sweet.
And she also comes with a small star-shaped comb. And there is something worth mentioning.
Okay.
If you notice, she has a big red bump on her chest.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a red heart.
Mm-hmm.
Which is there just to be there.
Mm-mm. It's not there just to be there.
Does it actually light up?
I believe that's that gets activated. It activates the brush.
But according to this, it says it does not light up when the music is activated.
No, but I think that I, from what I remember with Rocky, I could take the brush and touch it up to the heart, and that would activate the music.
Hmm.
Where's Yum Yum when you need him?
Exactly. He is slacking this week.
Yeah, I mean, it might activate the music. Maybe she has a faulty one. I don't know. I thought it did light stuff up. I don't remember specifically, but I was pretty sure when you touched it up to the heart. Maybe they intentionally had intended that it would light up, and then it was something that didn't work out for them. But they didn't want to totally redesign the hole in the chest.
Maybe. Maybe.
Or maybe
who
hers
knows?
Just doesn't work, and it does light up. Because they all have it. My Rocky has it, too.
Who knows?
It's like a... You know what? I wonder if that's the way they got the battery in. I'm looking.
Wait a minute. You went up to the pony room and didn't even tell me?
Oh, let me leave. I'm leaving the pony room. Sorry. I'm not in the pony room. Nope, never went there.
Yeah, right.
I think I need the music. Need the music.
Ow! One more for good measure.
Ow!
Ow! Just play the music.
No, because you've already been up there.
I left
so.
The pony room, though. I'm no longer in the pony room, and now I can't go in the pony room until the music plays.
I think we should let Steve's Minty choose whether or not I play the song.
Just play a little bit of it, or I will not go in the pony room.
You've already been in there.
For a split second. I didn't even smell it. I was in there so fast.
Uh-huh.
I didn't. I, like, held my breath the entire time. I did not inhale. I was in the pony room. I touched the ponies, but I did not inhale.
But you let the pony smell out.
No, I didn't.
But
I slipped in through the cracks under the door. Dang it, woman. If you don't give me at least one Shooby-Doo, I'm going to have a conniption. I said Shooby-Doo.
There.
You should at least let it finish. Shooby-Doo, shoop, shoop-be-doop. That's all I need. That's all.
Okay. There.
I'll deal with it. It's fine. It'll just serve my purposes. Are we ready? I'm going to open the door for real this time. Okay. Everybody, deep breath. Still smells good. And look, the kitty cat snuck in. She's like, I was waiting for you to open that up again. Okay, so here I am with my one musical pony who has a heart, and it looks like there's something in there. Like the heart, you can maybe stick a small little screwdriver or something down into there. You know, and I might do that. I might have to get down to the tools and see what happens if I stick a tiny screwdriver down in there. Because there's obviously like a piece of metal or something at the end. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's the battery. I suspect that the heart is really the part, that area is what activates the music from the brush. That like.
But see, I think what she was trying to say was it doesn't light up.
Maybe not. But it does something. It's important because of the brush and the music. You know what stinks, though?
Mm.
Is that once they stop playing music, that's it,
yes.
They're done.
Well, it's just like the light-up ones. Once they stop, that was it. The music stopped.
What light-up ones are you referring to?
The ones with the heart that would light up. the ones with this original design.
Oh, you mean on the chest for, like, the babies and everything?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do I have any light-up ones? Let me see. I have, oh, yes, I have the light-up unicorn people. Let me see. It happens. Let's touch it. It still works.
Woo-hoo.
Mine still works.
But.
So, that's, yeah, whatever. It's never was lit up. I don't know why. That's a little weird. Come on, Ellie. Yeah, I know. You were happy to be in there, weren't you? Oh, my goodness. It was the pony room. It was. She just loves the pony room so much. It's so cute. I can keep locking her in there. I could be so careful because I lock her in there. I go up there. If I'm in there for even a moment, she hears that door. She's into that door. And then she is, you know, I'll think I'm so fast. I just run in. I grab something. I run out and don't realize that she was basically running behind me. And she gets trapped in there until, you know, however many hours.
Then she's probably just as happy as a clam.
But she's been very good. She's never used the restroom in the pony room, even if she's been locked in there overnight. She knows how sacred the pony room is. Even the cat knows.
Hmm. I wonder if my dog would know that.
Probably not.
No.
Your dog would probably eat the ponies.
Probably. I see him eyeing them.
Now, you know, talking about the actual ponies, the musical ponies, I kind of like these guys. I think it's neat that they come with a little instrument that you can play, even if it's not, you know, a high-quality instrument. But each one has a little instrument that you can play.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool, you know, that you can get a little tune out of the brush. In some ways, I like that the tune comes out of the brush because then you're not worried about as many weird components inside the pony itself that could maybe corrode or cause issues later. Like, that just wouldn't be good.
No.
And, I don't
or
know, I just think
on
it's kind of cool.
Or leaning on the pony and all of a sudden activating it when you were told it does not talk and you're ripping at its tail and all of a sudden it just says, I love you, and its head is torn off.
Yeah, that's just creepy. Yeah, I really don't think I would want that to happen.
I've already have, so yeah.
I know you have, but you know, it just still, that still sounds freaky. Even
that
after all this time.
That is beyond freaky. That is downright scary. But yes, her accessories. Let's see.
Yeah,
we
I'm digging
have,
on the music, guys.
She
oh,
came
so
with pink pan pipes that make a sound when you blow. Not really pan pipe sound, but it's more like a whistle again. She comes with a large pink brush with a magnet in the center that activates her music and starts to play a song, and a small star-shaped comb.
You know, it really looks like it would play, well, at least a variety of octaves or something. I mean, because each one is a different length. You would think it would play a little bit, like, instead of just a one-tone whistle.
Yes, well.
I don't know.
We dare
to
dream. We dare to dream.
It's not that much of a dream. I see them on eBay. I see the music guys on eBay frequently enough.
Did we say her name was Muse?
I don't know. Did we? We did now. It's Muse.
Actually, no, we didn't even describe the pony.
Yeah, we're like, okay, this pony, it's musical, comes with pan flutes, next. Yeah, her name is Muse.
She is light purple, her tail is dark pink, and her mane is dark pink with orange and silver tinsel. Her eyes are light blue with blue jewels, and her symbol is a pink harp.
She comes with a pink harp symbol, but she has pan flutes for her instrument. Okay, well, I guess the pan flute wouldn't have made a very good cymbal, and a harp might have been too tricky for them.
Yeah. especially to make it playable and not have it completely breakable, because you got to figure the harp has all the strings.
Oh, since when does Hasbro care about things like that?
Oh, this is true. These are the same people that made a curling iron and a sewing machine for children.
Maybe not really. Safety really wasn't as high up on their list. And these were made overseas, and I want to think, I don't know, maybe regulation wasn't as tight. But, or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was even looser. Either way. Or tighter. I don't know. It just seems like, I don't know, maybe they just thought it wasn't going to work. Maybe it was too hard to make.
Maybe. I can't believe we didn't mention the pony.
We got to the important part, the instrument. Nobody cares about the pony. Talk about the plastic instrument.
Oh, my God, that is just too funny.
And I know. Even, I'm just so glad I'm back to keep us on track.
And even our loyal listener didn't even mention the fact that we didn't even mention the pony.
Who is our loyal listener today? Is it only one? Is it only Steve's?
It is only Steve's Minty today.
Way to hold up the fort there, buddy.
Yeah, that's our one and only loyal listener on tonight.
Well, now that I'm back, you know, maybe the rest of them will come back as well.
Oh, no, we've been having great numbers since you were gone.
Entertain me. Humor me. Let's just say that everybody will come back now that I'm back. We don't have to bring in details like facts and figures.
Oh, yes, we do.
No, really, we don't. Don't crush me like that. Let me have my moment. Hey, there's a musical pony on eBay. Kind of expensive, though. Hey, look, there's another musical pony on eBay. Kind of expensive, though. Boy, they really went up in price, you know?
How much is price?
Well, granted, I'm sorry, I'm so tired, guys. Granted, they are mint on card, but they want $63 and $67 each. Not the worst G2s out there, but, you know, come on, that's still a good penny. Are you considering it?
No. Trust me, I have spent more than enough fun ponies the last month.
I have not. I have yet to really get my pony groove on. I need to be getting out there and get my fix.
Yeah, I've spent more than enough.
Oh, awesome. I know we've talked about this before. Okay.
What?
The Rainbow Dash Pegasus Costume Fursuit. For the Friendship is Magic My Little Pony mascot, the one that you can actually wear for, you know, if you're a furry or you're just a really extreme Rainbow Dash Friendship is Magic fan.
Yes.
Okay, so there's this costume. It's a well-made costume, no doubt. Okay? It looks good. And I looked at the price tag, I'm like, oh, they only want $4,000.
Oh,
but
my.
Then I look, it has 6 bids. So it's not that they want $4,000. It's that the bids are currently up to $4,000.
Hmm.
Holy cow, somebody wants this bad enough to spend $4,000. Uh-oh. It's a noob bidder. We got noob war going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be pretty suspect of the current highest bidder. Although the bidder below that has all of 13, a 13 rating. But still, the sucker is up to $4,000. That's crazy.
Holy cow.
That's crazy.
For something you can probably buy in the store still.
No, this is made really well. I mean, props. This is really an excellently made, I don't even think that's a word. This is an awesome costume. I mean, this looks really good. But $4,000 still, that's just crazy. You could buy Ladybug and the birthday candle lampadista for the price of this Rainbow Dash costume.
Hmm.
So which would it be for you?
Neither, because I don't have a PayPal account that'll pay that much out. I'm only up to $2,000 on my expenses on that. Yes, they raised my limit. The last time they had raised it, they had raised it to $1,000. Yeah, they've just raised it up another $1,000. It was like, holy cow.
You know what I do hate about Christmas season, though, guys?
What is that?
Is that's when everybody, like, people that, like, have Nirvanas and things that they know will fetch a good price, they wait until Christmas to put them up. So then all of a sudden, like, all those ponies you've been waiting for all year long are now all on eBay at one time. And usually they're also up at a higher price because either, A, the sellers know they can get just a tiny bit more because it's Christmas, or, B, because everybody's trying to buy Christmas presents and they've made the price higher. So it's like the worst time in the world. It's like all the ponies you want are on eBay, and they're all, like, going for twice as much as usual, and it's frustrating. It is. Is it not frustrating? Does this not frustrate you?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It frustrates me. Sorry.
I was like, what? I mean, come on. I think this is a point that we can agree upon. I think everybody can agree upon this. And even though, yes, we all sit there and say, yeah, but that's when I have money and that's when I splurge on myself, but we are just feeding the machine. This is going to be a never-ending cycle. So I suggest that everybody stop bidding on ponies on eBay, and I will take care of it.
Yeah, to me it sounds more like you're saying, please do not bid because I'm going to start bidding.
No, I wouldn't do that. Come on now. Seriously, I'm so ashamed to think you would think that. Oh, French sunbeam. That's a nice one. Yeah, I'll never have her.
Sorry, I smell my mother's cooking something.
Yeah, between pony smells and cooking smells and the eye candy of Nirvana's on eBay. Oh, my gosh. Are we ever going to get through this show? Oh, my gosh. And it just keeps getting worse. I need to just not be on eBay. What the heck? Another one of my, I would love to have that is on eBay.
Okay.
See, and on one hand, you sit there and we can actually talk about them. We don't have, like, those whole stipulations of, do not link live auctions, you know. And, shoot, we can talk about whatever the heck we want. Guess what's on eBay, guys?
Exactly. Okay. Hold on one quick second.
All right. Hurry up before I start talking about it. I'm giving away the surprise here. I did a trade, you know what, and I'm coming back when I first came back a couple years ago. I did a trade for my cha-cha. I traded away my cha-cha llama for Dutch Shell, and I've come to the determination that I was greatly cheated. Cha-cha was worth much more than Dutch Shell.
Okay.
But I was out of the loop for prices. Dang it, I hate when that happens. La di da di da di da. Boy, people really are jacking the prices up. Oh, look! Oh my gosh! You know, you gotta love some of these customs that are coming out of with the G4s. That, you know, because Hasbro isn't keeping up with the demand or anything really just yet, so people are having to fill in. And now they got, like, people that are making G4 plushies, and I just came across a Fluttershy plushie, and it's just so damn cute. Just so you people know. So, you know, you're not getting your fix. There are tons of custom stuff going out there for the G4s. And really, guys, you know, if there is any grail that you want currently, I guarantee it's on eBay right now. Good Lord. I'm like, yep, I wanted that, I want that, I want that. Oh, I need that. Oh, look, I need that. And look, it's listed for way more than it usually is. Go figure. And nobody's putting the whole best offer thing either. They're just like, yeah, we know you'll buy it.
Okay. So, do we want to go ahead and move on to the next set of ponies? Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
As I'm sounding like, you know, I've had a couple. Okay.
Oh my gosh. This is horrible. This is horrible. Gosh, have you been on eBay? These people are killing me.
Yes, I have.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of my shock. Go ahead, carry on.
Okay. We are now in the the princess ponies. And first up is Her Majesty Ballerina.
Oh, sorry. Damn it, another one. Okay, I might have to get this one. Oh, her forelock's trimmed. Damn it. Never mind, I've been saved. Her trim. She has a trim and an age spot. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Okay. Let me go back to the matters at hand. Her Majesty Ballerina.
Yes.
I like her dress. This is one of those ponies that I actually think looks better with her dress than without.
Now, why would you say that?
Because I like the shape of it.
Okay. Okay. I have to link this to the chat room.
It's got and it's satiny, and it's just got a nice, elegant, it just lays nicely. You know, sometimes the clothing just doesn't look like it really fits the pony, or it can look a little weird, or it can kind of, I don't know, but this one looks really nice. It looks like it looks nice on the pony.
Okay, let's finish talking about her really quickly, then I'll tell you what I just saw. She is white. Her mane is light pink and blue. Her tail has both of these colors mixed together, but you really cannot see the pink, as the blue does look like it's become dominant in her tail. Her eyes are light blue with pink jewels. Her symbol is two pink dancing shoes, according to her box. Yeah, it looks more like a... Those are ballerina shoes. Never mind. And her gown that you are going on and on and on about is a pink and white ballroom gown and a pink see-through crown with glitter.
It looks kind of purple to me.
A purple see-through crown with glitter.
Yes.
That's what I said.
But the gown is... You said pink at first. The gown is like a light pink layer and then a white layer, and it's like the satiny material. It is satin material. And it's tight around her waist where it like fits, like a smooth satin band, waistband goes around her waist snugly, so it's not like all loose or bulky or anything. And then it billows out kind of nicely from there where it's long enough that it just kind of looks nice and elegant. It's got a little purple crown on her, and this is a pony that definitely I prefer with her accessories on and not seeing her symbol. The elegance is really lost. It's still a cute little pony without the skirt there, but I really think that makes her much more elegant. So I like her with hers. Thoughts? Opinions?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
What the heck are you doing?
I'm sorry. I've just gotten just really I've gotten thrown here. I was on eBay and I found a Pinkie Pie flash drive that I linked to the chat room. They sent me to dashdrives.com. And yeah, I've been sitting here drooling over it's really cute.
It is.
Sorry.
Very cute. Thank you for coming back to the conversation.
Sorry. If you see these things, you'd be sitting there with your jaw hanging open, drool coming out.
Yeah, probably.
Hoping that you could not buy one of these.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what? People are so unrealistic. I have to, stop looking at this. I'm going to, really. I mean, people are listing $15 ponies for $90 just because it's Christmas. It's such a... Whatever.
Ooh, raffle.
So, what's next? It's 10:30. We're actually moving through these relatively quickly.
Well, let's see. Up next, do you want to do... No, we're not going to do pony snack time because you went to the pony room without telling me.
Oh, so as a result, I don't get pony snack time? Is that what you're saying? I'm getting punished?
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're punishing everybody else just to punish me?
Yes.
Fine. You heard it. You guys got issues. You got to take them up with Panda.
Up next is Her Majesty Great Romance.
Okay, let me look at her. Oh, wrong Majesty. There we go. Yeah, this is a pony also that I believe Pony Genie would very much like.
Yes, because of course.
And she probably has it.
And of course, why would she like it?
It's a bride. It's a wedding pony.
It's yet another one.
You can never have too many brides.
No, you cannot.
I mean, there's just so many ways to get dressed for a wedding, you know?
Yes.
You really need to have all those options.
Yes. But one thing about this one we will, of course, mention. But, she is, of course, pink. Her mane is yellow and a dark pink. Her tail has these two colors mixed. You can kind of see both of them. Her eyes are light blue with green gems. And her symbol is a darker pink bunch of flowers.
Okay.
Her accessories are the same old tired used 5,897 times now by the G2's flower crown veil.
Yeah, but it's got like a much longer veil on it.
They could have used something else.
They could have. I mean, the flower garland part you've seen on quite a few other ponies, but if you think of it that way, though, it's really kind of can tie them in because you've seen them on like the twin babies and stuff like that. That just makes it part of her white bridal party, you know. Then you got like, you know, the little maids and matrons of honor and the bride, you know, ladies in waiting and the flower girl, and they all, you know, that's the cohesive bride part. That's the wedding part. You need that.
Okay. I guess I will accept that. But she also comes with a bouquet, the same old tired bouquet that we've seen 100
times already.
Okay, the
bouquet, yeah, I've seen more than enough times.
And this is what she comes with that's completely unique. A white satin pillow with two golden wedding rings tied neatly together.
Yep. That's kind of cute.
That is adorable. And her comb is star-shaped and pink.
Nothing special.
A good place to go on.
Yeah. The comb bored me. I Atlanta. What are you gonna? I mean, that would have been a. You would think of all ponies, the bride pony should have gotten a special comb, and that wouldn't have been too hard to pull off. Come on.
No.
Bride pony. Bride pony should always get extra special treatment.
Yes. Definitely, I agree.
But she didn't.
No.
But, you know, she's still, you know, she looks cute. She's still a cute pony, and definitely if you like the wedding ponies, that would be a must-have addition to your collection.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely needs to be added. I would rather get just her accessories, though. Just that
really?
One, just that pillow with those ratings.
Right.
So.
That's interesting. I never really thought of it that way.
But the next girl up, oh my God, she has issues.
Yeah. Okay, issues. Issue ponies. Let's go look at issue pony.
Yeah. And of course.
She doesn't have issues. She's awesome.
It is Majesty Pearl.
Oh, that one. Never mind. I was looking at the wrong one. Majesty Flower, Majesty Pearl. She's got issues. No, this one does have issues. Okay. I was looking at a different Majesty who I thought was awesome, but we haven't talked about her yet.
No, but you've already mentioned her. But yes, Majesty Pearl, yeah, it's even in the worth mentioning thing. Her eyes are weird. What's really dark blue with other ponies is light purple with her, making her look kind of spooky. Yeah, I would say spooky. She is yellow, and her mane and tail are an orangey pink with golden tinsel. Her eyes are dark blue with blue jewels and a purple outline, a light purple outline. And her symbol is an orange shellfish with a pearl inside. Fish.
She's staring into your very soul.
That's exactly. If you look at her, that's exactly what it looks like.
She can see right through you.
And she looks like she wants to take you over.
Yep, you could say that. Okay. Oh, yeah, and Yum Yum's got a really good close-up on his site of this particular pony that really gives you why her eyes look so odd, like the full effect that, yeah, that's really odd. Like, it's like the deer caught in headlights kind of odd.
Yes. But her accessories are really cute. I think they make up for it. She comes with an orange scarf, a blue seashell that can store her accessories, a nice hairband for you with blue and white pearls, and a blue star-shaped comb. And the shell is see-through.
And the shell, yeah, no, I'm a sucker for see-through plastic, so that's the thing that I do like about it. Is the see-through plastic shell. The rest I can care less about.
Yes.
Because I'm like, oh, I could store all kinds of neat things in that. Yeah, the accessories overall don't do it for me. Her freaky eyes don't do it for me. I guess if you're a yellow pony collector, then she would do it for you. But if I'd see her, I don't know. I do like that color hair. I think it's an interesting color hair, but, you know, that's it. Not my cup of tea. Who's next?
Up next, it is...
Blah Pony. She's kind of blah.
Her Majesty Flower.
She got, again, cute accessories. The accessories kind of cute, but the pony itself is blah.
It's a reissue.
So didn't we see this before?
This is Sweetberry of 1998.
Is it really? I was like, you know, she just... I gotta look again.
She is a complete reissue.
Very similar. It's just another version of Sweetberry. Yep.
So, but her accessories are cute.
It's like, no wonder she's so blah. We've seen her so many times by now. Jeez.
Oh, yes.
Why? Well, then, you know, calling her Her Majesty Flower, you would think it'd be like Her Majesty Sweetberry would have been more appropriate.
Yes, well. But she does come with four flower-shaped hair clips, a purple, a blue, a white, a yellow, all shaped a little differently. She comes with a pink basket with cardboard flowers in it, and her comb is star-shaped and pink.
Cardboard flowers, really, Hasbro?
Yes.
That was so nice of you to put cardboard flowers in there. Like, the 3 cents more to put real flowers in there would have killed you.
I think it would.
Or even an insert so that the flower barrettes could have stood up like flowers, because that's what they are. They look like flowers on stems unless you fold over the barrette so that, you know, it would snap. But those are perfect little flowers. I mean, it would have been much cuter had that she come with, you know, like an apparatus that you could just stuck those in to make them stand up instead of the cardboard flowers. The cardboard flowers are just placeholders for her barrettes anyway.
Yeah. I agree. So are we ready for the last one?
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
Up next, the last of the princess ponies. It is Her Majesty Star.
You know who this is, right? This is Twilight Sparkle's, like, great-grandmother.
Oh, that is right. That is right. Perfect.
This is definitely a direct descendant. Twilight Sparkle is definitely a direct descendant from this gal.
Yep.
I mean, come on. Where do you think she got her cape? She got it from great-grandma.
There you go. I love it. I love the idea.
Oh, I have a really cute story to tell you about Twilight Sparkle.
Well, do we want to wait until after we're done with this girl?
Sure, let's talk about this girl. I'll tell you my story.
She is aqua-colored. Her tail and mane are purple with blue and silver tinsel. Her eyes are purple with blue jewels. Her symbol is some pink stars. Some really bright pink stars.
But it's important to note that pink hair is like the darker pink. It's not like the light pink. So
yep.
The colors definitely match up better
with this girl.
With Twilight Sparkle's hair and so you get a little bit more. You can see the relation definitely.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, at least in that picture. But I mean, she's got a blue body that kind of isn't very Twilight Sparkly, but it's the other stuff, her hair and her getup.
Hey, you never know whatever color mom or dad was. Hey.
Hey, yeah, you know, if she's blue, she obviously great granddad must have been like pink or red, and then they had purple babies.
There you go.
That's how that happened. That was easy.
There you go. Well, and she also comes with a pink and blue cape with golden stars on it.
Right, which she did pass down to Twilight Sparkle.
Of course. And two star-shaped hair clips.
Also passed down to Twilight Sparkle.
One pink, one purple. And a mint green star-shaped comb, which is more like a really, 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 real pale version, so it almost looks white.
Which she did not pass down to Twilight Sparkle.
Thank God.
Yeah, she kind of kept that to herself. We don't need Grandma's ratty old comb.
No.
But I really like the cape on her. This is another one of those ponies where the cape is cute enough that it doesn't bother me that it covers up the symbol. The symbol is simple enough that I don't feel it needs to be seen, and the cape brings more character to the pony than just seeing her symbol. So this is another one of those ponies that if I had her, I would keep the cape on her.
There you go.
So, my story I can't believe I didn't even think of it when I was even talking about, you know, what did I get in ponies this week. When we went out Saturday after Black Friday, and I was just kind of wandering about, kind of seeing, you know, if there was any anything interesting. I think I actually decided we were going out for something, and I said, look, we need to swing by the Walmart. I made them swing by Target and Toys R Us, and because I was looking for Twilight Sparkle, fashion Twilight Sparkle. And he was like, I'm ready to go. Let's just go home. I'm like, no, we need to check Walmart. I gotta check because, you know, I heard people were finding her. And I go in there, and sure enough, there she is. I'm like, oh, yes, awesome, Twilight Sparkle, fashion dress-up Twilight Sparkle, fashion style. I was so excited. And Pony, what do we call him? Tomcat, that's what we call him.
Yep.
Tomcat grabs Twilight Sparkle and holds her up in the air, and he's like, Sparkle Flutter! Sparkle Flutter! Because he doesn't know, you know, the pony's name so well. So he renamed Twilight Sparkle as Sparkle Flutter. So now she's Sparkle Flutter. He's like being all like, ah, we got Sparkle Flutter! Yeah, 6-foot tall dude holding up, you know, a pony in the air. It's really high up there. Screaming, Sparkle Flutter! It was cute.
Oh, that is just too cute.
So basically, I was like, honey, you just took two other ponies and smashed them together. A flutter pony is one thing, a sparkle pony is another, and now you've made a sparkle flutter. And all kinds of weird images are going through my head of a translucent, sparkly flutter pony. But it's Twilight Sparkle.
Well, have you logged into the chat room yet?
No, I have not bothered.
I think
Sorry.
You should.
You think I should?
Yes.
By the time I get there, you do realize any relevant information will be gone.
No.
All right, fine. I will go and log into the thing. Here we go.
Nope, trust me. It'll not be.
Connecting, loading language, welcome to the Pony Jack. Please no stop, I get to see Pony Genie on the 17th, excuse me, yeah, OMG. Oh, good lord. That's a lot.
Boy, Miss Gadiman, at least Tomcat is trying. You missed the story where my mother was actually arguing with the man in Big Lots.
No, I'm not sure
because,
why he wanted me to log on. Just
well,
to see that Miss D mentioned that he was trying?
No, I'm actually going to load something up onto there as soon as it loads up to Photo Bucket. I did not realize it was going to be that slow. But, yeah, I thought it was just so cool that here's my mother, you know, she's arguing with the man. Hey, this is the only reason why we came to this store. And literally that really was the only reason why we had gone to that store.
And you know the dude is probably thinking, man, these ladies are freaking bonkers to be arguing over a freaking toy probably over $5. What the heck?
Actually, it was $24.99, wasn't it? For regular price?
I don't know what the original price was. I just know it was way too much.
$26.99 was the regular price. I got it for $19.99. So you darn tuned right I was going to argue over them few dollars.
Well, they're usually $25, $24.90 something. So, yeah, $5, whatever. Hey, whatever makes you happy, you know, good for you, good deal. You got it. Sometimes a little bit of competition really revs you up. A little confrontation there. As long as nobody was hurt. And as long as you didn't ruin his day.
I think we really did because we told him, go look on the website, and that's when he finally gave up.
Well, you know, imagine those poor guys that have to work on Black Friday. That is not a good job. I mean, some of them, like, die. You know? And that poor guy got trampled to death, like, from Walmart people rushing in. And
I think that's why they start opening up Walmarts and just opening it up earlier.
Yeah, I mean, that's just That's crazy. And everybody is like all jazzed up on caffeine from trying to stay up all night. And I'm sure by the time you got to that guy, he probably had been through many difficult encounters.
Actually, no, they had just been open for about 20 minutes.
Look, I'm trying to cut the dude a break. Have some sympathy. You don't know what his day was like. You got your $5, though.
He had just opened up, so kind of like he did not have a date yet.
Oh, gosh. You know, here's another thing that I would like. I would really like the My Little Pony 2011 Advent calendar, Friendship is Magic, from Germany, without having to pay $40 for it, please.
Yeah.
Could I maybe get it at, like, a reasonable price? That would be awesome.
That might be a reasonable price per what they pay for it.
I don't know. Well, their list price is like $20-something, $22, but then there's a buy it now $40.
Oh, wait, my mother just reminded me that she had threatened a guy to call corporate.
Oh, she did not. Did she?
She actually
over five
did.
Bucks? Really? That's so wrong.
Hey, it was in the ad for Black Friday, which means we needed to get the Black Friday price.
Okay, if you had really called up corporate over that, I would have just been like, I don't know you anymore. I'm sorry. I don't know her.
You do not want to know what I've called up corporate about.
Okay, yeah, we should probably just stop there. Okay, I just looked at the sneak peek. The ones on eBay give you a sneak peek of what's inside the advent calendar. And I no longer feel a crushing need to get the advent calendar. I mean, there are some cute things in there, but it's not like I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so adorable. I must have it just because of that.
I think I did just upload the wrong thing.
Figures. You know what I love on this particular auction for the advent calendar?
What is that?
So you get to the advent calendar and it says, okay, more photos below, because the main photo just shows the front of it. So you scroll down and it starts talking My Little Pony advent calendar, blah, 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 blah. It's been opened, you know, to show you what's inside, whatever. It's been opened in a way that the doors were not opened. So you could still open the door. They just kind of, like, peel it off the whole face to show you what's on the inside and then, like, re-glue it so that you can actually open the doors yourself. The doors haven't been broken open. But what's weird is, like, you're looking at this, and then it says spoiler alert, because it's, like, in case you don't want to see what's inside, here's the spoiler. But it's so close to, like, the other picture that there'd be, like, no way. You'd have to be, like, oh, no, I didn't see that picture, really. You know? the spoiler alert was almost, like, pointless because it did not alert you in enough time for you not to get shown what was in there.
Yes.
You know, usually spoiler alert should have, like, a certain amount of space so that you have to scroll further or you can choose not to scroll further. But it was, like, right next to the other picture. So, like, well, that thanks. You know, I actually read spoiler alert after I saw the picture. What was the point? Absolutely pointless.
Yeah, that was actually pointless then.
But I'm really glad that he did show the accessories, because I can't say any of those accessories make me feel like I have to have it. And there's no special pony in there. I mean, it's ones that are already released, so it's not like it's you know, something unique to that set. So I can live without it. I'm good.
Okay. Don't you just hate this when you know what you're looking for, you know what you want, but you cannot find it all of a sudden?
I hate when I find, I hate that as much as finding it and it's like way overpriced and you can't get it. It's one or the other.
Well, no, I wanted to upload a photo. But
you're talking about something else entirely. I'm still looking on eBay.
Yeah.
We only have a few minutes left, hon. You know, time is ticking. Tick, 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 tock. You ain't got much more time to be putting up some file. So let me see, just to make sure we've established where we are. So we finished up through the Princess Ponies.
Yep.
We essentially did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We did 10 ponies tonight.
Yes.
Which is not terrible, but we can do better. And we will definitely be able to, are we going to be here next week?
Of course.
Okay, we'll be here next week, and we will definitely be able to finish out the rest of 2002, because it looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more things to talk about. 7 of those are ponies. 3 of them are little playset to finish out 2002. So we will definitely be able to finish out 2002 next week.
That's going to be the plan.
Yes, it will be. And looking ahead, good night, honey. Unless we were really amazing, I don't know if we will be able to finish out all of G2s before the end of the year.
Hmm. You never know.
No, I don't think so, because we have like another, aside from next week's, if we count next week's, we have something like 40, 45 ponies to go.
And this is true. Never mind then.
We're not going to be able to do it. I thought it would be neat if we could have made like a nice, clean, hey, it's the new year and it's a new generation, but that's not going to happen. So we may as well not even try. We'll just carry on, take our stride. And we hadn't even decided if we were going to try and even do a Christmas special. I mean, it's kind of hard to top the 33 Ponies of Christmas. might just have to be like a whole rebroadcast, you know. As far as I know, there hasn't been any special Christmas release this year, so there's nothing to add. We don't have to update anything. Which, by the way, I am really peeved about. Thank you very much. There better be some last-minute Christmas pony that comes floating out someplace.
Trust me, nobody is happy that there was no Halloween pony, there is no Christmas pony to be found.
This is ridiculous, and we even saw the leaked pony of a G4 Minty. I mean, come on, people. Give us a frickin' Christmas pony. How hard is it? It's nothing. So, I don't know what we're going to do about Christmas, but there you have it. We shall definitely be able to finish out 2002 next year, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do after that, I guess. Do we? We might even want to start thinking of doing a special show, if not for Christmas, then for something else.
Hmm.
We haven't done a special show in a while, have we? Like an interview or a just a special themed show?
No, we have not done a themed show.
We're a little overdue,
while.
Aren't we?
Wow. Just wow.
I know. Amazing.
This is just shocking.
Okay. Well, I have nothing else to say.
At 90 seconds,
I'm a little,
that is shocking.
I'm a little bit out of practice here, you know. I haven't been gabbing in a while. I'm tired. It's been a long day. Feel a little bit out of the loop. Had to get back into the swing of things. Break me in slow.
Okay, I'll break you.
Anything else I need to know before I go?
No. Nope.
Before we go? I mean, the show is essentially over in like 1.5 minutes.
Nope.
Well, it was great seeing you all again.
Yes, we agree. Same thing for us. So if that is all, Pony Night Nights.
Wait, somebody else says the cape looks exactly like Trixie's. Somebody disagrees with our relative of Twilight Sparkle.
it's a relative of someone in the G4 line.
Well, then maybe Trixie is a long-lost sister. We don't know the whole story behind Trixie.
Exactly.
You know, it could be, you know, how do you know Trixie didn't steal that cape and it was rightfully
belonging
Twilight Sparkle?
Okay, we're about to cut off everyone. It's live, so we want to do the night-nights.
Night-night.
Good night.
This is Game One All, and you have listened to Bunny Talk. See you next week. Bye bye.
Boy, you said it's a minute and a half, and it's kind of like that's the big key to go. It's Pony Night Night, so for all the live listeners.
I know, but I was going over to the board. I was going to log out, and this poster in really huge, giant letters put Majesty, like really big. It's like Majesty Star or whatever looked like Trixie. The cape looked exactly like Trixie's, though, and, like, they were very emphatic, and it just kind of hit me. I was like, oh, no, I forgot about Trixie.
Can we say major brony?
It was a brony, yeah, definitely.
Actually, you can tell it was a brony just by the type.
Yeah, how big it was really is a brony. But that's okay. I mean, he wasn't terribly rude. He was just very emphatic. Very emphatic.
That was the very first time we heard from him. There was one on here that, you know, said ponies were stupid. I booted him, and it's like, please know, you chose to take and listen to a pony talk show. If you don't like it, don't click. So I think I will be putting in that disclaimer from now on.
What?
This is a pony talk show. If you have a problem with it, do not click.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's like I said, I mean, he did have a point. You know, it does look like Trixie. So, but because I did just recently pick up the Fashion Style Twilight Sparkle, and she's wearing a star cape, is just the first thing that popped into my mind.
There you go. And actually, I think her Halloween costume.
Yeah, didn't her Halloween costume also have a bunch of stars on it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so did her, gala gown.
Yeah, her gala gown. And you know what? Twilight Sparkle is a main character. Yeah, so here I'm totally defending why we thought Twilight Sparkle first. Even if it looks like Trixie, it's, you know.
Somewhere in the show, it was worn.
It was there.
Yes.
But, you know, like I said, you know, because we're talking great-grandma here, could have gone both ways. They could both be descendants of great-grandma.
Yep. And she ran off pretty quickly in that episode.
So I think there's history there to be dug out.
I do believe so.
Okay. I am done. I am done for the night. I'm tired. I might even go to bed before midnight. Don't ask me why. I must not be feeling well. It's not like me to even consider bed before midnight. But I've had a long week.
Oh,
I
have to ask you this. Since
okay,
we are in Ponies After Dark... Do you have a Wii?
A Wii?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. God, are you kidding me? You were like an electronics frickin' store in this place.
Okay.
It's more like, what don't we have?
I have to ask this. Is it me, or is that thing so complicated for adults to try and figure out how to play?
I don't know. I don't really play it much. I mean, the only time I ever really played it. I like stick it in the guitar to play guitar, but I don't play it enough to know if it's how complicated it is. Honestly, I cannot answer that question.
Because I am the one. I grew up in the 80s. I grew up with the original Nintendo, the Sega, you know, and
the joystick.
Oh, yeah, and the Atari with the joystick, too. Yeah, that, too. So I got this thing last week, Thursday. Yeah, I plugged this thing in on Friday, and, you know, I'm trying to play, and you have to, like, do something with one hand and while doing something with the other hand, pushing buttons, pushing this. And it's just, you all of a sudden feel like you're completely, like, I don't know, just you have no brain or something, because it's just like things are moving and you don't know what you're doing.
Nope, sorry, not aware. Like I said, the pretty much the only time I've even played with the Wii was putting it in the guitar for the Guitar Hero or whatever game that is that we have. I don't even think I've played like a regular Wii game yet. My daughter plays it. She don't seem to have a problem.
You know, that's the funniest thing. I went shopping on Monday for accessories and stuff for this thing. Yeah, I was talking with the girl at the cash register, and I just cannot get the hand-eye coordination for this thing. She goes, it's like, I told her, I had the original Nintendo. And she goes, yeah, I had the original Sega. So it's like, man, there we go. We're bonding.
Yeah, you just needed somebody there that had the original ColecoVision. You'd be all set.
It was like, man, we just bonded. So, yeah, I bought all the old Nintendo games that just need the regular up, down arrows, the two buttons. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm completely slow.
All right, but seriously, we got to go because people have got to be tired of hearing me yawn.
Oh, that is true. And I do have that Christmas, not even holiday party. I have the Winter Games, Winter Gathering tomorrow for work.
Oh, I've got a Christmas party tomorrow, and I'm still shopping for the dang dress.
Oh, mine's casual. Of course, it's in Dave and Buster's. Of course, it is downtown Chicago.
Oh, lovely. Somebody got shot at our Dave and Buster's. Actually, two people got killed at our Dave and Buster's about a week or two ago.
Oh, dear.
Out in the parking lot, but it wasn't random. Apparently, the killer knew the people, so it was like more of a targeted, you know, thing. But still, the fact that it happened at all, rather disturbing.
Yes. Yes.
But the party, and just to say something about the stupid Christmas party I've got to go to tomorrow. I get the message in the email, you know, to alert you, hey, Christmas party's coming up, you can buy your tickets, blah, blah, blah. Event, dress code, semi-formal / formal, parentheses, no jeans or T-shirts or sneakers. So it's like you would either put it's semi-formal or you would put it's formal, because there are two different specific types of dress there. And then there's the whole casual, you know, of whether or not you're wearing your jeans, your sneakers, sweatshirts, or you're just not going to wear those, but it's still casual, like business casual. Okay?
Yeah.
Those are three distinct types of dress. And they put them all in the same line. Semi-formal / formal, parentheses, no jeans, T-shirts, and sneakers. So what the hell am I supposed to wear?
Well, they're probably trying to say if you don't have anything that's going to be formal, then it's the semi-formal.
But semi-formal was the first word, so how do we know they're not saying you should wear something semi-formal, but if you don't have anything semi-formal, wear something formal?
There you go. Either way, but saying on there no jeans, no sneakers, I mean, do you know how many people will still go to something that's formal dressed like that? I went to a wedding, okay? They're wearing ripped jeans, T-shirts, you know, the sneakers that look like they need to go through to wash a couple of times.
Nice.
I mean, for the love of God, this is a wedding. And this wasn't kids. These were fully grown adults that were dressed like this.
That's a shame.
It's like, you know, wedding.
Well, I guess it depends on the wedding. I mean, you get married by the JP, I guess it would be all right. But if you have, like, a big old formal wedding going on, yeah, you'd probably want people to show up in a little bit more appropriate attire.
Yeah. see me, it'd be more along the lines of, you ain't dressed right, the bouncer will kick you out.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure. My little conundrum is I don't want to overdress, and I don't want to underdress. Because if I underdress, I'm going to feel stupid. And if you overdress, well, you're going to feel stupid. You're going to feel stupid unless you know exactly how to dress. And I really have an issue with feeling stupid. I don't like it.
I noticed that.
It's really, really a pet peeve of mine.
I have really noticed that.
So I'm thinking it's a Christmas party. And I think that might be the one saving grace. Because it's a Christmas party, you can get away with doing a little bit more. Like,
yeah.
Isn't that really when everybody wears their sparkly clothes?
Yes.
It's like Christmas party, people like will wear whatever they have that has any kind of tinsel, glitter, shimmer, ornaments, or whatever on it. So I think it's probably you're less likely to overdress at the Christmas party than any other party.
Yeah.
That isn't like, you know what I mean? If it was just like a regular office party or something, maybe not. But Christmas party, I like to think, at least in my little, you know, world of trying to comfort myself and justify whatever my purchase may be, I'm thinking you can get away with some sparkles because it's a Christmas party. Even if other people aren't really showing up all that dressed up, you're not going to look totally retarded.
No. It's Christmas. You won't.
Sweet! I am so totally getting that sparkly dress.
Did I just take and validate something for you?
You sure did.
Did I just validate a purchase for you?
You pretty much did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you went to my Facebook, you would see the thread. I put out a, okay, I need validation on whether or not I should do this, and there's like 32 replies to it right now. So you pretty much, settled it for me. Thanks.
See, I'm always the one that, like, Christmas time, I like to wear that one shirt that Mom hates. I think there's one that you hate.
There is?
I think so.
You mean like moms in general?
No, my mother.
like, how would I know what shirt your mom hates?
No,
that makes no sense to me.
No, my mother walked into the room and asked me which shirt.
I was like, how would I know that you hate that? I mean, that made no sense. You do realize it sounded like you were talking to me, right?
Sorry. Now, this is what happens when another person walks into the room and you attempt to have a conversation with them and the person on the phone at the same time.
Yeah, because that shirt universally all moms hate. So it's not just your mom. So to justify your mom's position, we all hate that shirt.
Oh, God. Whew, that was funny.
Yeah, that was great. Okay. Okay, that's the final yawn in the evening. That was a big one. We gotta go. Gotta go.
Yeah, and you're starting to make me yawn, too.
Yeah, no kidding. It's contagious. I'm sure that half the people that are listening to this show probably fell asleep about 35 minutes ago. I this is like the lullaby show. If you
lullaby,
can't sleep, listen to this episode because all the yawning will put you to sleep.
La, da, 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 la, ba, ba.
Okay.
La,
good night. Night night.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
See you next week.
Till next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Is that it? Are we alone? Yes, we are. Well, till next week, Pony Night Nights. Good night.